Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff in Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Well, good day, my friends. Good morning or good evening, wherever you're listening from. This is Martin Horst speaking. I'm your host. And this program is called ET First Contact Radio, the weekly show with the latest galactic news. And I have a very special guest tonight. And Dr. Joseph Mara is his name. And Dr. Joseph and I have done a show before. And we have a really good chemistry. So this is going to be a really exciting show. And Dr. Mara is a doctor of nursing practice and had an established practice in Altoona, Pennsylvania, called the Urgent Care Center until June 30th, 2011. Practicing traditional medicine in conjunction with the more holistic approaches, Dr. Mara is also a hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and intuitive healer, and spiritual counselor. He offers a full range of healthcare modalities addressing most health concerns and has made in his mission to be of service to all, in all areas of body, mind, and spirit, which translates to health in its wholeness, or holistic healthcare. And Dr. Mara, I want to welcome you to the show. You have a great information about the galactics as well. And it's a pleasure to have you again.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, we have covered a lot of information in the last interview, which is on YouTube, so people can look it up. ET First Contact Radio interview with Dr. Mara. And Josef, if I may call you in your first name.
Sure, just call me Joe.
Joe, okay. Well, Joe, things are exciting at the moment. You know, I have just read a message from Ashtar that they want to step in to prevent the war that could be escalating in North Korea. So you can expect some really major changes right now.
Yeah, I see them as here we were talking about this the last time. We're the people we've been waiting for, the beings we've been waiting for. So there's some variables here that we got to discuss. I think we talked a little bit about it last time, but ideally, we came here. We're free-willed individual. We're in a free will zone. So they're not supposed to step in and do stuff to save us from ourselves, so to speak. But here's the but to that. When things start getting way out of control and beyond universal law, this is something that they're allowed to step in and do something that's normally beyond their control. So
exactly. That's the way I wanted to put it, but you are putting it into exactly the right words, Joseph. This is what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sometimes it sounds like we're being contradictory to ourselves or to one another, because we'll say one thing one time in the context of our language, and other times we'll say something different that seems like it's opposing, but it's so hard to get all of the information that's out there in a one-hour broadcast. So I just thought it would be nice to try to be clear and say, okay, now, most of the time they don't step in and they don't do certain things because, we're here in a free will zone. We're supposed to be doing these things ourselves. However, you know, there's more than just humanity here. There's more than just humanity at risk. The planet herself, she's a sentient being, and she had a cry that went out to the galactics and the interdimensionals to help her, because we have fallen so far and the vibrations were so low, and these particular beings came in. And even though they were allowed to come in at that particular time, because that was part of the divine plan to be the opposition to the light for soul growth because we're all children of the universe, we're all playing, whether we're playing the bad guy or the good guy. But it's come to the point where it's time for the some people call them the dark forces, the cabal, the Illuminati, the bad guys. It's time for them to step down, and now it's time for the light to shine for a divinely timed period. And because they have dropped so low, they forgot who they were and what their contract was and all these things. So in these instances, it's a must for some assistance. I'm not going to say what the assistance is, but in this particular instance, I can agree with you there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the things that are going on the planet are really very amazing, and most of the things that I know we don't hear on the mainstream media. But the feeling I have, energetically speaking also, is that it's like the sword of Damocles is above my head, and that's not meant negatively or out of fear, but the feeling that things are heating up, that the pot is starting to boil. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. That's so funny, because I've heard that same comment by a couple other people.
Right. Well, I'm very excited to do this, show, and to reach as many people as possible. And, hey, if you want to ask a question to Dr. Joseph Mara or to me, you can call in. We have a call-in number. You can speak free to us if you are in the States or Canada, which is 888-627-6008. And if you're calling from another continent, it's 001-530-327-7602. That's line one. And line two is 001-530-413-4522. And you can find those phone numbers on bbsradio.com. So be my guest if you want to ask a question to me or to Dr. Dr. Yosef Maravich, who is a great guest and has a lot of very interesting information to share. So, what's going on? I mean, what kind of information do you have for the listeners to tell what you know that's playing behind the scenes?
Oh, boy, a lot. Well, let's start off with the physicality of humanity right now. And the reason I can go by my own, what I'm dealing with, and I can go with the people that I'm doing consultations for, which I just want to give a shout out to for whoever's listening on this call. During the month of April, I was divinely guided to give free consultations for the first time client that contacts me through my website, Guiding Light, LITE.com. And this includes like angel card readings, life coaching, energy healing, guided meditations. Or if you just want to talk to somebody that you just don't know who you could possibly talk to about such things as the angelic realm and ETs and these experiences that you're having. But that being said, I've been doing these consultations, at least a couple a day. And I'm kind of getting the pulse of what's going on with humanity, because these people are contacting me from all over the planet, you know, and they're going through the same things as what I personally am going through. And since this new moon on April 10th, I don't know what the energy is, but man, they're high. And it's almost like you get this, sick feeling, like you're going to get sick, and it may last for 6, 8, 12, maybe even 24 hours, but it's short lived. It comes and goes. But if you continue doing your work, and by that I mean meditation, drinking lots of fresh, spring water and the natural foods occurring from the earth and those types of things, it's just a transient thing that comes and goes. And it's part, I really think it's part of shedding the old or bringing up these cellular memories so that you can add more light to your physicality to lighten yourself to match these vibrations that are coming through. So on a physical level, that's what I've been seeing. And, I think a lot of us are getting these downloads to make us, consciously aware of what is currently going on. And, if it's okay with you, Martin, I can tell you what happened a couple nights ago to me, what the information that came through.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. just bear with me. This is because they download you with this, with pictures and accompanied with an awareness, but to transcribe it or to put it into words is difficult sometimes. But basically, mm-hmm. They were showing me the old adage, as above, so below. Okay. And so what they did is they showed me, that human beings are a mirror image of the universe. And they showed me this spoked wheel. Okay. So I'm looking down on it almost like, and for sake of the radio, so people understand what I'm saying. If you were to look down on, say, an apple pie and you saw the various pieces that were cut in that dish, it would be like 12 pieces in the whole, and you could see these divided pieces, okay? But at the very center point is basically where each individual person or being of light came from, and it was almost like the Big Bang Theory is what they showed me. Is like we started at this point, and all of a sudden, boom, there's this big explosion in all directions, and just for the purpose of experiencing these different areas, these different realms. And once this was accomplished in its entirety, then we would all bring all aspects of ourselves back to that central point. And so the 12 pieces equaled the 12 dimensions that's within each universe. And therefore we have 12 stranded DNA, which is connected to our 12 chakra systems. So all of this stuff is interrelated, and it's a complete representation of the universe. So what they were showing me is that the human being is a representation of the universe, and that you house a universe within each individual person. All parts are in the whole, and the whole is in all its parts. So they went a little bit further, and they were trying to show me the simplistic nature of the universe. And they showed me the telescopes that we launched out years ago. Okay, well, they're so far out there now that as we can turn them around and focus back on our galaxy, you see the galaxy as a whole with all these stars spiraling around, and around it is nothing but space. So in that perspective, you see that cluster surrounding it and that galaxy as a whole. But as you zoom in, you see the detail of, say, our solar system. And now all of a sudden there's these planets that are within the solar system that appear to be, as a solar system, it's one, but the planets are separate. And then if you focus in even further to the Earth, you see the whole Earth as one unit. But then as you go further still, you see the individual creatures, whether it be, you know, deer or animals, trees, and all these types of things, as it's viewed close up. But in reality, all these things are connected. So then it went further, and it was basically they were trying to tell me that we are all made up of the same stuff, star dust or whatever, and physicality and energetically. So they showed me the physical body, and from you looking at me as a human, you would see me in my entirety as a whole person. But if you looked at the physical body under a microscope, you can see these various cellular structures that have a membrane around them, say a white blood cell. It has this membrane around it, and that's to allow the separation from all the other cells, like red blood cells. So then you ask yourself, well, how does a white blood cell know to become a macrophage and go to a diseased area and get rid of that particular disease, whether it be a bacteria, a virus, or whatever? Well, what they were showing me was every single thing down to the molecular level is consciousness. So it is aware of exactly what it came here to do, and it appears to be separate because of the membrane that's around it. But the membrane is put into place, at least in the physicality, the way we perceive it. So we have that sense of separation for the purpose of an individual experience. So we like to separate everything as human beings, but actually we're all one. We're all the same stuff. We're made of the same stuff. We're all made of consciousness, even down to the cellular level, if that makes sense. So as far as the ascension process goes, ascension, what it really is in my perspective, I might have said this the last time, as we ascend, as we go up in vibratory frequency, we rid ourselves from the lower vibratory frequencies so that we can pull in more light and pull in more aspects of ourselves. So I think during this ascension process, we're bringing all aspects of ourselves from all those 12 dimensions back to physicality, or back to this particular moment of now. And by virtue of doing that, we're bringing heaven to earth. And again, as above, so below.
That's a very beautiful analogy of physicality and creation.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's funny because it was basically showing me the mini process of us finding our way back to source. So We're pulling all aspects of ourselves back to ourselves. But it, in a grander scheme, we, as we raise in vibration, we are also trying to find our way back to source.
Yeah, and source is omnipotent. It has everything is connected in the source.
And oh, absolutely.
The source is in non-locality because it's connecting everything, every life form, every atom, every galaxy.
Right.
And this is amazing information that you are sharing. It's very deep, but it's the truth.
It is. And you know, what they showed me was that I was looking at this, I guess it would be better defined as a sphere, but for me to have the understanding of what they were showing me, they showed me a spoked wheel because that kind of is a limiting view. But in a human's perspective, I could see it. But if you turned it into a sphere and it has a membrane around it, we are all in this universe that has a membrane around it, but there's all these other universes that are right beside us, but are probably separated through some type of a membrane, whether it be energetic or who knows. I mean, it's hard for us to wrap our brains around all this in of, you know, I mean, the universe is so vast, and to try to put all the information into a little human brain and to understand it, it's pretty much impossible. So
it's amazing because this spike wheel is also showing the wheel of karma. Like, it's a spiked wheel. There is not only a wheel in two dimensions or three dimensions, but it's in fact a spiraling up to the center of the universe.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing that people, everybody knows we've been lied to and how we've been educated and everything like that. We look at our solar system as a flat plane where the sun is in the middle and all these planets are around the outside and at the same level. But what I think is really happening is the sun is ahead of us, and it's due to gravitation, electromagnetics. It's moving through the universe in a spiral type fashion, and you could picture maybe the sun in the front and all of the other planets spiraling behind it. And as it's spiraling through the universe, it's also going up almost like a wave, up and back down, but it takes years and years and years. So these cycles that we go through as we're spiraling through the universe, we're going through within our galaxy, we're going up into these higher vibratory frequencies, and that's where this galactic plane everybody talks about, that's where we're into, and we're heading up, and as we go higher, 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 and we're ascending, that's where the word ascension comes from, I believe. We're also ascending in vibratory frequency. So we're shedding all the old that can't hang at these higher vibratory frequencies, and that's where we're, by virtue of this, we're bringing all aspects of ourselves to this particular moment of now. And by virtue of that, everybody else around us is doing it, because you have to raise in vibration to match each other's vibrations. We're working on it for the planet. And as everybody works together, and whether they want to or not, because again, this is a free will zone. If they don't choose to do it this time, you know what? There's no judgment. They'll do it the next time. They may have come here for other reasons, and during this time, they may just kind of, they may go somewhere else. They may disappear out of your particular reality because their frequency can't hang at the vibration where these higher vibratory frequencies are at.
Well, you know, and because these vibrations are increasing in low frequency, as I call it, because the higher the dimensions are, the more love there is. And I guess this is affecting the whole population of this planet and beyond.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And that's why, you know, Earth is a melting pot. It's almost like America. If you looked at America, people from Italy and Ireland and all these other countries came. And so there's a melting pot here of nationalities within the U.S. or America. And it's the same thing as a global. So as above, so below. The Earth itself, all of these ETs and all of these beings from interdimensional and extraterrestrial are all coming to one place at one time. They're adding their DNA. This is kind of a library of cosmic goo, energy, DNA, in the physicality. So there's so many ET races, extra or intradimensionals. They're all looking on almost like it's the Super Bowl. It's like, what's going to happen? This has never happened before. So I think even the wisest in the highest dimensions, they just don't know because it's never been done before, because it's left to us. What are we going to do with this ability that we have as co-creators as we're raising in these vibratory frequencies and we're bringing in more light? And from an outsider's point of view, the observer, they see this planet lighting up like a star, because as the little light bulbs, which we as humanity turn on, we get brighter and brighter, and we go from, say, a 60-watt bulb to a 100-watt bulb, and those around us start to raise in their frequency, and it's just a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can tell you that this domino effect is now increasing, because I have the feeling that more and more key figures in the Illuminati scene are going to resign or be removed from their positions.
Well, again, it's not a matter of a will anymore. It's a matter of divinely guided plans and energy, because if you want to stay in the old paradigm of doom and gloom and fear mongering, you can't hang at these higher vibrations. And the higher we go, well, basically resistance is futile. If I can rob a saying from Star Trek,
from the Borg.
That's it. But separate, it's the opposite. Well, that's what's so funny is the irony is we're heading into the light. So if you are of the lower vibrations and you don't choose to ascend or do your work, and you know what? There's no judgment. I'm not going to say, hey, you need to do this or I'll be mad at you or I hate you. You know what? It's your free will. If you want to stay where you're at, you're perfectly fine to stay where you're at. But things get tougher and tougher to stay on this planet at this time when you're in that vibration because we're raising. And where you're at, things get magnified. And I can give you an example of this, Martin. Even prior to the ascension, a really good friend of mine and I, we were traveling the country all over the place, these higher vortexes of energy Phoenix and East Eddy Ranch and different places like that. And when we would go there, we were like the best of friends. And all of a sudden, you know, we were there a day or two. And as the energies, as we tried to raise to meet these vibratory frequencies of the vortexes, all this crap was coming out of us. It was cellular memories of this lifetime or other lifetimes that needed to come out so we could reach that vibration. In the moment, it wasn't pleasant because we're screaming at each other in literally, and or we'd be on a trip, and the way energy works, it comes into the physicality, and it takes some time for that to catch up. So the trip home, the joke was, all right, when is the bottom going to drop out? Because that was such an awesome trip, and sure enough, a day later, bam, you were hit with this. But this is all becoming easier and easier if you don't resist. And you just go with the flow. That's the message today is just, you know what? Go with the flow. If you're guided somewhere, you know, you have this internal knowing about right and wrong and what to do and whatever's in your greatest good and those around you. You just have to get out of the ego or allow the ego to blend with spirit at this time. And life is a lot easier.
Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, when we release the old, and because of the frequencies are increasing, it might be difficult to maintain. But I think because the frequencies are getting higher and higher, more love is being spread around the planet by the photon belt and the energy from the galactic core. And I think that's the reason why things will get also easier for us.
Oh, absolutely. Those who are on that path and are working on it, I mean, it's tough enough if you're doing this. But I know through my own physical awareness and my own experiences that when you resist it, the universe will kick you in the butt to get you back on your path or back on track from what you decided to come here to do. Now, we do have free will, so you can resist it all day long or your ego can, but ideally you came here to do something as a mission or a contract, if you want to call it that. And you have the free will to say, you know what, now that I'm here, I don't want to do that. But life becomes quite difficult and kind of pushes you in the direction that you're supposed to be going in anyway.
Yes, exactly. And this is how we are being guided by our guides also. Because I think things will get more beautiful and interesting soon. There might be some disruptions when the system has, because there has to be a transfer from a system based on lack and burning fossil fuels to a system that is based on equality and prosperity. This is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's just we look at time in such a linear way, it served its purpose because for us to get anything done, there had to be some type of a schedule just so everybody showed up at the right place at the right time and all these things. So it did have its place, but we're trying to move out of such a structured environment. And, you know, if people had the truth about what has happened, and that's coming out also, that's what this is. This is the unveiling, the revelations, the revealing of the truth. So as we raise in vibration, your BS or, you know, your BS meter just starts to go off, and you know when someone's lying to you because it doesn't resonate. You're like, wait a minute, that's a lie. I know that for a fact. Just because you feel it. And you know, the truth is coming out more and more, and people are being called on it. And, you know, it's just a matter of time, what we perceive as time. And of course, those of us who are awake are just, you know, at the edge of our seats going, all right, if one big domino falls, because everything's connected, like the financial or the ET, the truth that we're not alone. If one of these things falls, all the rest are related. Then all of a sudden it just comes crashing down. And we all know we're on the verge, and that boiling pot you were talking about, that's what we're doing. Everything's stewing right now. We're like, when's this going to happen? You know, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's going to happen soon. That's what my gut feeling is saying. If I'm not right, okay. But, you know, I think that also we have to wait for the green light from heaven, but when they can really interfere and start to get the ball rolling or the domino fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you know, our ego minds, and that's part of us. And, you know, again, it's served its purpose all these years. But when it takes control over the spirit, or anytime there's confusion, that's a battle between spirit and ego. So to balance those two together, so you have clarity and you can be in the present moment, and no matter what's going on around you, it's not really affecting you, because you become the observer and say, oh, I see what's going on there. It's not affecting me because I'm not allowing it to. I'm standing in my power.
Because the ego has a function, and we talked about it last time. It was very interesting, because it has a good function. And some people in the spiritual world say, yeah, you must kill your ego or suppress your ego. No, your ego should not suppress your spirit, and your spirit should not suppress your ego. It should be in balance.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
Yes. I want to ask Donald, it's time for some music, I think, a little break there, if you agree on it, Joseph.
Sure.
Why don't you play Me Alentejo from Dulce Pontes with his fado music, and it's very melancholic, very beautiful. So, then we'll be back in a sec. Me Alentejo from Dulce Pontes. After hearing this music, I become speechless. It's so beautiful, so directly from the heart, from the soul, touching the very core of your being. Welcome back, Joseph, to ET First Contact Radio.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, that was beautiful. I love music like that. I mean, like you said, it goes straight to your heart or your soul.
Mm-hmm. And as we are live on BBS Radio, maybe you can tell your website, if people want to get a reading, an angel card reading or another reading, guidinglight.com, and light is with L-I-T-E, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, and if you want to give a kind donation to my show, you can go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, and there's donation button there underneath the picture of Salusa, which is the logo of my show, and you can help me there. So thank you, Joseph, for being on the show. It's great to have you. And you want to talk a bit about the services that you offer to people?
Yeah. This month, especially, I was divinely guided to do some pre-consultations for first-time clients that contact me through the Guiding Light. And as you said, it's spelled L-I-T-E.com during the month of April. And I'm doing angel card readings, life coaching, energy healing, guided meditations. And sometimes people are just calling me just to talk, to get clarity on their life's purpose or maybe hearing another opinion from an observer rather than somebody that's a family member for advice of what they should do in their daily life. And I try to bring it to the highest vibratory frequency to help that particular person. And it's amazing what comes through. I mean, I've been doing this for some time, and I kind of got away from it for a little bit there. over the past couple years, but now that I'm getting back into it, it's like, wow, it still amazes me when I'm speaking with somebody and then I do an angel card reading and exactly what I told them comes through in the card reading. And I just pick these cards up and I show them and we're both wowed. Like, wow, it just works so well. And it's just a clarification, what the message that comes through me also comes through the cards. So it's, anyway, for the month of, April, for those first time clients, please give me a call. I'd be glad to be of service.
Okay, that's wonderful. And if you want to ask a question to me or to Dr. Joseph Mara, you can call. If you are from the States, you call the number 001 and then 888-627-6008. And if you're calling from abroad, it's 530-327-7602. And this is Martin Horst on ET First Contact Radio, and our guest is Dr. Joseph Mara, and he has a great story, and he has great information. He's a great human being with a lot of good energy and a lot of good insights. And now maybe, Dr. Mara, we can speak a bit about the nature of love and energy and how this love and energy is affecting us during this ascension process we are in right now.
Yeah, sure. We probably should define love. A lot of people say that I love my husband or I love my wife as long as they do this. Well, that's a condition. So first we have to say that the love we're talking about, this vibration from the divine source, is unconditional love. It has no conditions. It loves everybody and everything just how they are, whether they're the good guy or the bad guy, by the way. We have this spark of divinity within each individual. And like I said, a lot of us have forgotten why we've come here, even the bad guys. And it's time to put down the guns and, you know, all these other things and just love one another unconditionally. And if you see somebody that's out there that's doing something you don't agree with, or if they're not at your vibratory frequency, you don't have to hate them. You just have to walk away. Even if it's a family member, sometimes they're not in your energy and they are doing certain behaviors and their ego, their discussions are not where you're at. So that doesn't mean you have to judge them, because you may have been right where they are a few years ago or even the last lifetime. They may be at a different soul growth. So the love that's coming through right now has no conditions. It just is what it is. And as it comes through, it's pushing out a lot of this, what I call negativities, blockages, or attachments. So it's doing that for the purpose of ridding you from, it's almost like if you looked at a CD that you put in your computer, and when all the space is taken up, you can't put anything more on there unless you delete some of the files. So what we're trying to do now is delete the things that no longer suit us anymore, especially going into this higher vibration, into this new earth, into these new beginnings, into this ascension process. So what are you willing to give up to allow something better to come into your life, into your being, into your reality? And that's unconditional love. And by virtue of being on the planet at this time, whether you're a rock, a plant, a tree, an animal, a human being, an extraterrestrial, anything and anybody is being affected by these waves that we're going through in this particular place and space in the universe.
Yeah, that's why we see also so many earth changes, because it's affecting everything.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the earth, as she's a sentient being, and I've said this so many times, so it probably gets old to people, but I give the analogy as though we are the little cells on the earth, just like we have the little cells in our human body. And sometimes there's a dis-ease somewhere in the body and we need to cut it out. So it's the same with the earth. She's going to shake, rattle, and roll here to get rid of some of these lower vibratory areas of poverty or anything else that you consider or is perceived as a lower vibration that's not in the greatest good of the planet and humanity and everything and everybody as a whole, nature. So, you know, she's going to move around a little bit here, just like you, just like individuals are right now, just to shake off the old and allow the new to come in.
Exactly. And it's a beautiful, you know, time to be alive on this, on Earth at this time. And I have to tell the listeners, I'm so grateful to do this show and getting more and more listeners every week because I get people like you on the show, Joseph. And next week we'll have Sheldon Idol. So that will be a great show as well. And are you familiar with the information from Sheldon Idol, Joseph?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he channels the Sirians.
Yes, the Galactic Federation of Light, and he's been in contact with the Sirians when he was a child. He doesn't necessarily channel because he has a device, a good device. It's not a negative device, but he has a special device in his head, and he has a direct link with the ships on the Galactics.
I see. Yeah, I've listened to many of his YouTubes or his the information that he puts out that other people turn into YouTubes, I guess. And I resonate with his information. In fact, I think I have a really strong connection with the Sirians from the seventh dimension. And
I feel so Sirian, Doctor. I have a memory from a past life. It's a very short memory. I'm sitting in a bedroom on Sirius. And there's a mirror there, and it's a very peaceful environment, a very peaceful bedroom. And the mirror has an oval shape. And I'm sitting there on the bed, I'm resting, and that's just the image I have. Nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
But very beautiful, very peaceful.
Yeah, you know, I just have a strong connection. I haven't had, well, I don't want to say... I got to really think back because I've had so many experiences over the past several years, and I forget a lot. I mean, it's been that much. My life has changed so much in the past few years of various people I've come in contact with and the visions I've had. And so I don't want to say that I have never seen myself personally as a Sirian because I probably have. I just can't remember that moment. It wasn't that distinct. I remember seeing mantis beings. They look, and here's the funny thing. We as human beings on this planet have memories of our higher selves or other aspects of ourselves as ETs, and by virtue of that, we create insects and other things that represent, like lions, like the mantis. These are all representations from another planetary system that we lived at. And these beings are actually as big as human beings, but bigger sometimes, depending what we're talking about. So a lot of the things that are here on Earth, even cats, they're representations of our, well, I hate to say our home planet because we're multidimensional. We've been all over the place. So what we remember, and say it would be maybe one of your favorite places that you've ever lived. Like Sirius was one of mine. I can say that I just ring true to that, but I'm also connected to Andromedans, a little bit, Pleiadians, and, but the one that I resonate the most with are the Sirians.
Me too. And also the Andromedans. Maybe that's why we have such a good connection, because maybe we are not strangers to each other at all.
It's so funny because even the bad guys that are out there playing, when this veil is lifted, it's just going to be like we were on stage playing out a scene or a movie, and your best friend who in the movie was the bad guy that shot you, that's exactly what's going to happen once we all wake up. It's going to be like, oh, wow, okay. We were just playing a part in this particular this play is the best way I can say. That's how I look at it anyway.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, that's true. Because, you know, we are going to love all each other when the ascension process will be in a further advancement of its whole story. I think the wildest dreams we have, we cannot imagine how beautiful it's going to be.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we were talking earlier about the human brain or the human mind incarnated here at this particular place. Plus, we've been limited by a lower dimension. We've been in 3D physicality, and we're on this bridge of 4D heading to fifth is the way I look at it. And some of us are, well, many of us actually are flipping from 3 to 4 to 5. And we're back and forth depending, and you can tell by how your body feels in the moment. If you're at this euphoric high vibratory frequency and things are synchronistically just coming, flowing right into you, you're obviously at a high vibration. But if you feel down and out and things just can't go right and all those types of feelings that you're having, you're of course in a lower vibration because those things can't happen to you at a higher vibratory frequency. So we're all shedding the old, and as we're doing that, and so here's another thing that we didn't really mention this time is other people are shaking negativity off the earth and all of humanity. And sometimes we're picking up on the feeling of what's going on right now, and it's not our own, but we're taking it on as our own, and we get confused. So it's important to check yourself, you know, get into some meditation and just lay there and go, okay, is this mine or is this the planets? Am I feeling? And then you have to send whatever you figure out unconditional love, because that love vibration that we were talking about is going to lift. And the more of us that do this, again, it becomes that domino effect across the globe. And that's what we're doing now. Some of us have come here just to hold the light. And it's difficult because we want to go. We want to, like, I don't want to live in this little town that's so low and negative. But I know that I'm here to hold the light. But I need a vacation once in a while to get out and go do other things, you know? So.
Yeah, we are all working together on this great divine plan. And I think we are succeeding quite well right now.
I think so. I mean, if. For those who have eyes to see, you see all the changes, whether it be the earth changes, whether it be the financial issues that are going on, whether it be the religions, the Pope stepping down. I mean, there's so much that's going on. We are kind of in the dark, though. It's almost like we have blinders on because the media is controlled. And by virtue of being controlled, we're not getting the truth, but it's slowly trickling out. And again, the way the universe works, it doesn't happen just in the snap of a fingers because it would be too big of a shock to our system. And we're trying to bring things in slowly. So it's almost like a seventh dimensional being that would come into my presence in 3D would just totally annihilate my physicality because the vibratory rate of the DNA can't be in the same vicinity as these higher vibrations. And as we're bringing all aspects of ourselves into a balance, then it's a slow process. We're shedding the old and allowing the new to come in. So that's why I see things slowly happening. And I know I want it to go faster, just like a lot of us do, but it's just, I think we'll get there. I think you're right. I think we're on a positive path.
Yes. Well, we have to keep our patience and just keep working on radio shows, blogs, interviews, doing angel card readings. And we're all one big family, and we are going to achieve world peace and galactic peace very soon.
Oh, God, won't it be wonderful, too. I can't wait. And that's another thing. One thing that I learned even before I started all this is, you know, because I grew up in a poor situation with my family and the various things that I've dealt with, I can appreciate the better things in life because I had the experience of things that weren't so good. And I look back on those experiences are, at the time they weren't pleasant, but now I can look at them as a blessing in disguise and go, wow, I can really appreciate when I have food to eat or when it's warm in my house and I'm not, you know, freezing and trying to get out of bed and get dressed real quick and can't wait to get to school only because it's warm on the bus or, you know, in school.
Yeah. Well, we have to be thankful for all our lessons and, be grateful for difficult lessons as well, because they make us richer as human beings.
Oh, gosh. Yep. You don't know how right you are right there. Or maybe you do.
Yeah. Well, my dear friend Joseph, I think we have to sign off now because there's a beautiful program after this on BBS Radio. So stay tuned. And next week we'll have Shannon Idol. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Joseph, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'll be willing to come back anytime. And again, if there's anybody that wants any free consultations, contact me at a guidinglight.com.
Wonderful. Love, light, and laughter, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Okay.